a new method of reconstructing galactic three-dimensional structures using ultra-long wavelength radio observations, by Yanping Kong et al. The free absorption of low-frequency radio waves by thermal electrons in the warm ionized medium of our galaxy becomes very significant at is less than or equal to 10 MHz, ultra-long wavelength, and the absorption strength depends on the radio frequency. Upcoming space experiments such as the Discovering Sky at the Longest Wavelength, DSL, and Farside Array for Radio Science Investigations of the Dark Ages and Exoplanets, Farside, will produce high-resolution multi-frequency sky maps at the ultra-long wavelength, providing a new window to observe the universe. In this paper we propose that from these ultra-long wavelength multi-frequency maps, the three-dimensional distribution of the galactic electrons can be reconstructed. This novel and robust reconstruction of the galactic electron distribution will be a key science case of those space missions. Ultra-long wavelength observations will be a powerful tool for studying the astrophysics relevant to the galactic electron distribution, for example, the impacts of supernova explosions on electron distribution, and the interaction between interstellar atoms and ionizing photons escaped from the HII regions around massive stars. An animation shows the reconstructed results using NE2001 model as input test. On archive, it is given in the directory, ancillary files. In the paper the animation is linked to Fig. 5. This was a new method of reconstructing galactic three-dimensional structures using ultra-long wavelength radio observations, by Yanping Kong et al.